From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and on this Thanksgiving Day, some turkeys have it better than others. The birds at the Farm Sanctuary in upstate New York will not be spending the afternoon in an oven. These turkeys have been rescued from the chopping block and the dining room table, and they're waiting to be adopted by caring and hopefully vegetarian families. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
If you thought you had a hard time picking out a Thanksgiving turkey, imagine all those butterballs running around. Susie Costin is wading through a flock of the young white birds, trying to choose the perfect turkeys for adoption.
These are the two that are going to be going. I think it's Tinker and Trumpet.
You have hundreds of animals here, and they all have names?
Yeah, they all have names, and they all have treatment charts and histories, because they are, to us, individual beings.
At the Farm Sanctuary in Watkins Glen, New York, they don't really have livestock as much as they have 730 pets. Turkeys, chickens, cows, pigs, you name it, they've probably taken it in. This flock of turkeys was dropped off on the doorstep in the middle of the night. Costin, the shelter manager, doesn't know where they came from, but probably from a factory farm, judging by their trimmed beaks and toes.
Here, I can show you real quick. See how they're very rounded off toes?
Today, Trumpet and Tinker are leaving the flock. A couple in a nearby town agreed to take in the pair, and no, not for dinner.
We have a contract, and the contract basically states they can't be used for anything. They are companion animals. They can't be used for eggs, for feathers, for food, for anything.
But people still want them. The shelter has adopted out nearly 500 turkeys in the 20 years the program has been running, sending birds as far away as Mississippi and Oklahoma.
Okay, birds, it's a long drive.
Tinker and Trumpet's new home is up a narrow farm road outside of Ithaca.
Okay, let's find Chuck and Jen.
Charles and Jennifer Pappas are waiting for us with a bowl of fruit cocktail. It takes me a few moments to realize that it's really for the turkeys.
Hi,
How's
sweet
like
pea.
Firstborn?
Aww.
Is it scary?
Is this your first time holding a turkey?
First time holding turkey, yes. I've held chickens many times, but first time with a turkey.
Jennifer Pappas says they already had a small flock of chickens and thought turkeys would be a nice addition to the yard.
My family's coming out for Thanksgiving, and we have a big vegan celebration, and they'll get to meet the new turkeys, and we can all have pumpkin pie together.
Are they vegan, your family?
My mother and two sisters are, and then my father appreciates vegan food, but he is not a vegan himself.
So we got to keep him away from the turkeys.
Yes, no, he respects my pets, and he won't be eating meat on Thanksgiving.
On the way back to the farm, Costin tells me the story of how she became interested in animal rights as she became a vegan. Thanksgiving became the toughest holiday for her.
So I stopped actually going home for Thanksgiving, and it's sad, and it's not that I don't, you know, love my parents. I love my parents very much, but it's just easier for everybody because my beliefs are very strong, and, you know, they don't want to hear about them because it's too painful to hear.
And maybe that's part of the reason that come Thanksgiving season, vegans and animal rights activists from around the region tend to converge on the farm sanctuary. The highlight is a turkey dinner, where the turkeys are the guests of honor.
Come on, don't be scared.
Costin opens the door to the barn so the turkeys can see a whole table of goodies laid out before them.
The menu would be straight pumpkin out of a can without sweetener because they don't like the sweet. And they get cranberries and they get acorn squash and lettuce, romaine lettuce. And those are all their favorites.
After a cautious peck or two, the turkeys begin to attack the pumpkin pies. Soon they're climbing on top of each other to get to the cranberries and eating out of the hands of visitors. 7-year-old Max Fink and his mother Marion sit in the middle of the flock.
They eat a lot.
Would it be harder to eat a turkey now that you've met them?
Yes, I think so.
We always go by you are what you eat, so we stay away from the turkeys.
And that's a blessing that any turkey would be thankful for on this holiday. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.